of Ochon, the Chayramim. Says the Gon, no. With Ochon, Ochon would have been killed. But because Yehoshua ben Nun allowed himself to be talked into not going forward before the army that day, that's why the 36 were killed. How come Yehoshua permitted himself to be talked into that? Because there was a lack of Sayyata Dishmaya here because of the Chet of Ochon. And the whole thing becomes clear. And now we understand what it means, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu! Hundreds of years before that, puts a right hand on Ephraim and a left hand on Menashe. And he's letting everyone know that he knows a little bit more than them. That in Eivar HaYaldein, the left will be enough. But in Eretz Canaan, you must have the Amin. It must be a descendant of Ephraim, Yeshua ben Nun. And if you will ever test my words, said Yaakov, you can take the mightiest son, one of the mightiest sons of Menashe, Yoel, the hero of Eivar HaYaldein, let him approach the weakest town in Eretz Canaan, and he'll be finished, him and other tzaddikim with him. When I say Yamin, it must be the Yamin. This was the mistake that we made at that time. And we should take a very great Musa Haskel from all of this. The most important lesson, I must conclude now, there was once an institution in the entire world, and by us, it was certainly the greatest institution. Kibud av va'em. Respect for parents. Deep regard and respect for great-grandparents, for ancestors, for Masoreth tradition. What this silly country has done, they've corrupted the whole world in this. I remember in my youth here seeing elderly people, 70-year-olds, coming to shul on Shabbos dressed in very youthful clothing. Sunday morning they were dressed like boys going to a ball game in a mamish. Became a new style. And someone explained to me, I was an inquisitive child, that it's been decided in America that elderly people have to dress in youthful garb, look young. You're sitting here, you see nothing wrong with it. It is so wrong. I don't know where to begin, but I'm going to conclude. You know what's wrong with it? The older a person gets and survives in this world, the more wisdom he usually has. That's the way it used to be anyway, before Florida became the place for old age pensioners. People got older. The experience of their life had taught them very much. They settled down. And advice you always went to an elderly person for. And the older a person was, the more experience he had in life, the more people wanted to take advice from such a person. Older people dress differently than younger people. Old age was a very revered institution. And part of that institution was the garb, the dress of a grandfather and a grandmother. And young children would wish that one day they will also be able to dress like the grandfather and the grandmother. On Purim, they had their wish come true, and they were very proud that they dressed like Zaidi and Bubby with the white beard and the old shape laugh, and hey, and I'm Bubby and I'm Zaidi. It used to be a great pride. America took the battle and turned it over. The greatest wish of a human being is to be a young, youthful person. And in parentheses, a spoiled brat. That's the greatest you can be. You get older, you can't be so spoiled. You know, you can't be spoiled when you have to go out and make a living. And you're going to be less spoiled when you have to start marrying off children. You have to smile to people. And I always say, as long as people will have to marry off children, they'll smile to each other. They won't kill each other. And I've seen time and again, gentlemen who marry off their last child, I run away from them. Because if they become vicious, they don't say hello to people, who cares about you? I have all my sons-in-laws and daughters-in-laws already, what do I need you for? I knew such a gentleman somewhere in the world. He became a terror once he married off the last one. Hashem Yisboach held, the son divorced the last one. He started saying hello for the next 3 years. Mamish, I prophesied it would be that way. Yeah. Then the other one, then he got married, he's back. He's a terrorist. That's very interesting. You know what people want to be? Youthful, a baby, a child, babied their whole life. And the younger I am, the greater I am. What does young mean? Senseless, inexperienced. And it used to be the grandest respect. It's the age and experience. It's the exact opposite. So that's why old people dress like young people. Women dressing like young girls in high school, I say. Why? Women look like a nice little girl. I'd rather you be the grandmother that you are. I'll go to you for advice. I'll respect you. I don't care for little girls, stupid adolescents. Think into it. This country changed the entire world. It never was like it. And tonight's Shia is to awaken us to the truth. Our greatest people were the ones who lived hundreds of years ago and thousands of years ago. They were a million times wiser than us. You see, the pagan, atheistic, scientific, idiotic world cannot live at peace with this message. They have to live that the younger you are, the better you are, the greater you are, the cleverer you are. And not only that, that this generation is the greatest of all generations. And the further back you go, you're dealing with idiots, nincompoops, and eventually with apes. Zaidi. This is the only way they can go to sleep at night, these scientists. Your great-grandpa was an ape, and I'm a mensch. I'm telling you this. That's why they have to live this way. We don't live this way. We live. Great-grandpa was a tzaddik, was extremely wise, pious, gentle, well-mannered, charitable, near perfection. Grandpa was a little less, corrupted somewhat. Tati, even less. I'm much less. But I hope I'll build myself up. I'll be worthy to be a descendant of these great people. Do you know how basic this shiur is? How much truth? People ask me why I don't print these shiurim. I desire to live. That's why I don't. Can you imagine a thing like this in print? My computer wouldn't be able, my calculator wouldn't be able to figure out how many stones it hit my window at the same time. I'll say that the previous generations were much greater than ours. And today, we learned a Kleinigkeit, that Yankif Avinu, he just kind of places his hands in one way, hundreds of years later, when the most historic battles in Eretz Yisrael proves he was so right that you can't budge an inch from Yankif Avinu. And in conclusion, there's a psikta which says the following, Omar Yaakov L'Yosef, did you try to budge my hand? You didn't succeed, did you? You couldn't, not even an inch. You're powerful, I'm old and frail. You couldn't move it. You know what hand you attempted to move? I once battled with an angel, a malach, the guardian angel of Esau. I was menatzeach. You know how large that angel was? Kishlish ha'olam, a third of the size of the earth. And I battled with him. Then you're going to try and budge his hand. You know what he said to him? Listen, Yosef, you are one of the greatest of my 12 sons, the Shvatim. You are eternal. It's a very high madrega. But there is a certain madrega way above yours. It's called the three Ovos HaKadoshim. They're out of this world. One of the Shvatim should never attempt to move a limb of one of the Ovos HaKadoshim against his will. You'll never do it. We are different species entirely. Ovos HaKadoshim. Never try to move a hand to one of the Ovos. My life, Rabbi Sai, let's return to Kibbutz Avoheim, Kovod Zekeinim. Let us cherish the previous generations, all the tzaddikim who once lived in this world. Their Torah, what they learned, what they taught us, their mitzvahs, their minais. Let's return to respect them and to drink in great thirst everything that they have to teach us. Let's turn the clock back. It's not really turning back. It should start going clockwise and not counterclockwise. Hashem Yisborach should be Mekayim in all of us, Yitahel Libeinu, for all to her, the end. I hope that next week, Yirtz Hashem, I should be well enough to be able to give a shiur. Yeah. Right now I have some pain in the vocal cords, but I hope that maybe I'll be silent during the week. It'll clear up. Should all be matzliach, hatzlocha amit.